Even before the pandemic, obesity made military recruitment difficult, in particular childhood obesity. People often enlist soon after they turn 18, and at that point in their lives, nearly one-third of would-be recruits are not eligible because they do not meet the military's standard for fitness. Army recruiters around the U.S. are now running unofficial programs to help recruits lose weight, NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Marcus Robinson shows up at the Army's recruitment office in Waldorf, Maryland, carrying a water bottle and wearing his high school's track and field jersey. In the parking lot, a recruiter leads about 15 prospective recruits in weekly workouts.
I say every week, don't quit on yourself, right?
Today, it involves rounds of squats, push-ups, and laps. Robinson's a regular. He started coming last summer, hoping to follow his brother into the military. At 18, he also needs Army benefits to pay for college.
I had to do it because, like, I didn't want my parents to worry about paying for school and then we're end up in debt, and then I'm paying for college loans for the next 20 years of my life.
But at 240 pounds last year, Robinson realized he was too heavy to enlist. Plenty of others are like him. Across all branches of the military, childhood obesity creates big challenges. According to the Department of Defense, obesity alone disqualifies 31% of would-be recruits aged 17 to 24. That's especially troubling for the Army, as the military's largest branch. It needs about 130,000 recruits every year to carry out its missions. Some years it falls short, and obesity is a big reason for that. Marcus Robinson always struggled with his weight. The pandemic made things worse.
After Corona started, that Corona 15 hit me hard.
His summer job at an ice cream shop packed on more pounds. He shows me a photo on his cell phone. His t-shirt strains across his belly.
This was even me at the beginning of the year. Even looking back on that day, it was like, I would look in the mirror and be like, dang.
Dieting failed, so he turned to his Army recruiter as a fitness mentor.
I had to lose 10 inches around my waist. It was a big number. And every time I came in, I was like, hey, kids, you measure me. And it turned into 6, turned into 5, turned into 3.
March of this year, Robinson had lost 65 pounds. He finally enlisted.
It's like, we did it. We're here.
We, in this case, include Staff Sergeant Stephen Alstrom. He stuck with Robinson, telling him to drink a gallon of water a day, avoid fast food, and work out.
It's hard because you're going to go out and your mind is going to quit before your body does. So hyping them up to let them know that they can do it.
The Army does not sponsor programs specifically to help potential recruits lose weight. But about a decade ago, many recruiters started to realize they had to help people lose weight in order to succeed at their jobs. Across the country, individual recruiters began unofficially mentoring wannabe soldiers to lose weight. Lots of it. Last year, Alstrom helped one young man lose 100 pounds.
I'd meet him up here sometimes on Saturdays and we'd do some extra workouts. He was highly motivated and he's doing really well right now.
Alstrom sometimes picks them up and drives them to workouts himself. It's hard work. Success is far from guaranteed. But Malcolm Frost says given obesity's prevalence, recruiters have little choice. Frost is a retired Army Major General. He's also a member of Mission Readiness, a nonprofit group focused on preparing young people for service.
In a generation or two, this is going to be a potential existential threat to our nation.
He says historically, the military recruits heavily from rural areas in southern states where obesity rates run even higher. Recruiters can't afford to ignore them, Frost says. Instead, they have to try to help them lose weight to qualify.
That's what our recruiters across the nation are dealing with.
Obesity is of huge concern to top military brass, but addressing it once it's already set in is notoriously difficult. Many factors perpetuating it are beyond a recruiter's control, things like family income and access to healthy food. Jeffrey Snow headed recruitment for the Army and Army Reserves until 3 years ago. During his tenure, the former Major General was outspoken about powerful forces that contribute to obesity, like food marketing and food insecurity.
It's a wicked problem. It's a wicked problem. And I'd also be the first one to tell you, after talking myself blue in the face over the course of 3 years, I can't even tell Yuki that I had an impact on this issue.
And yet, Snow says, recruiters' grassroots efforts do make a difference. And the Army agrees, though it doesn't track people before they enlist. But Snow estimates that as many as 1,000 to 2,000 people a year end up losing enough weight to make the cut.
For those young men and women that were able to join, I tell you, it changed their life.
Marcus Robinson says that's certainly true for him, even though he still struggles.
Eating is a mental challenge.
He gets discouraged when he compares himself to super fit men at the gym, or when he falls off his diet of lean meats and vegetables. But his recruiter, Stephen Ahlstrom, is his backstop.
One Wednesday, he wasn't performing as well, and it's because of his diet. And
do you remember that conversation?
I actually do. Came in late, and I was talking to him about how I felt, and he just got me back on track.
Ahlstrom nods and smiles. He admits he, too, has his own junk food impulses.
I make Friday my cheat day. You can't just cut off all that delicious food all the time.
I work out almost every day for 3 hours. I had to get a cheat day. Saturday nights were definitely my cheat day. Mm-hmm.
But Robinson also says eating healthier has changed his taste for food.
Yeah, the fast food is good. But when you look back at it, it's like, is it that good? Especially like soda. If you drink water, you start drinking soda, soda tastes disgusting. I don't know if that happened with you, but...
You can feel the difference. Like, yeah. If you go eat that double cheeseburger, and then usually about Friday night, about 8 o'clock, I'm sitting on the couch going, like, I kind of regret that, but...
Later, back outside in the parking lot, Robinson and other recruits sweat their way through 100 squats.
I'm on 75. I'm gonna feel better.
Nearby, a young boy named Nicholas plays with his toy cars. His mother is also a recruit, puffing through exercises.
Go, mommy, go!
Go, mommy, go, he says, then tells the group, I'm so proud of y'all. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Waldorf, Maryland.